Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. Welcome to day 4 of the Wellness and Wahala Prayer and Praise Fast Challenge. Today has been tough, but God has been faithful. I'm happy I was able to go to the Ecclesia, our Shape Church here in our city, in our community, a great church. Pastor Manny and his First Lady Nicole, God bless them and their family, baby Messiah. So today, day 4, the topic is renewal in the Ecclesia. The first 3 days we were doing personal renewal and dealing with ourselves and repenting and getting back into alignment with God. Now we're going to focus the next 2 days in praying for the renewal in the Ecclesia, or the body of Christ. And our topic today is unity and spiritual growth. The anchor scripture today is 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verse 10. And I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. It is important to unite with your village. You know, sometimes you might be facing Wahala issues, especially me. I'm like a turtle. I just crawl up in my shell. I feel like nobody can relate, and you know, sometimes embarrassed, don't know, you know, how to come out and say, look, I just need help. And when you have a body of Christ, you know, a good trusted church, ecclesia family, you have to find your village. And I thank God that I have a good village, because as the African proverb says, it takes a village, especially to raise our children nowadays. They are under so much attack in this world, more than we can ever experience. So please, 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 if you don't have a church family, find your village, find your ecclesia. Even if you can't find it in person, you know, find it online until you able to find something in person. But the in-person one, trust me, that is the best option. That fellowship where you can fellowship together, pray together, take communion together, it is extremely important. I like the other African proverb that says, a family tie is like a tree. It can bend, but it cannot break. So our family ties are very strong, and it is important that we continue to strengthen our relationship with the people in the body of Christ that are also aligned with God's will. God put us together for such a time as this, and we should do our best to be there for each other. Because it might be, for example, some things I might have overcome, some issues and Wahala in the past, and other people can learn from me and what I'm struggling with. Others might be able to give me tips because they've gone through it, you know. So it is important for us to connect with each other and be together in the body of Christ. Another key anchor scripture is from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, but I'll just read the first few verses in the NLT version. And it says, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of the virgins were foolish and 5 were wise. Therefore, stay alert because you do not know the day or the hour. The warning of the 10 virgins came after Jesus issued his disciples requested to know what sign would signal our Lord's coming at the end of age. And we're definitely living in the Revelation time, so I love this proverb and this verse in the Gospel, the book of Matthew. Jesus spoke to them about the last days. He made it clear that the end will not come immediately, but only after a considerable time and, of course, troubles. Wahala. Our Lord issued various warnings because during these troubled times, there will be many who will seek to turn men's attention and affliction away from Jesus, the true Messiah, because there's a lot of fake prophets and fake churches out there, so you really have to be discerning and ask God to direct you to the true village of worshipers, the true ecclesia. It is with this understanding that we are instructed to always keep watch and continual preparation for our Lord's coming. Jesus Yeshua is warning us to not be like the unwise virgins who had no oil for their lamps at the bridegroom's arrival. We need to ask God to strengthen his church, the body of Christ, during the times of trouble. Any type of wahala, we need to stick together, united, and that we will stand strong and be ready, even in the midst of persecution, spiritual warfare. That God said that, be still and know that he is God. One of my favorite scriptures. So I just want to have a call to action to everyone. Connect with someone in your faith community. Share a word of encouragement and express unity in your spiritual journey. Okay? So Father, we pray for the body of Christ, your bride, that we will stay awake and alert because we have no idea when you will show up. But we do know that we should be as vigilant as a homeowner would be if he knew his house was going to be broken into. Holy Spirit, our great helper, I ask that you help the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the church, be a dependable worker that is trusted and whom the Lord can drop in on at any time and find us doing a good job. We know you are going to show up and when we least expect it. And I ask for the strength to stand strong until the very end. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. So, another key thing that I wanted to talk about, another key scripture is in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. And it says, you must be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. I have set you apart from all other people to be my very own. God has set us apart. We are not of this world. Great is he that is in us, that he that is in the world. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are his royal priesthood. So we should act holy and, you know, associate with those in the body of Christ that are a part of our holy village and family. In a time when the very foundations of our nations, from America to Nigeria to Jamaica to Israel to the Middle East and around the world, are being shaken right now. Wars, rumors of bigger wars, regional war, World War III. It is essential for the body of Christ, the ecclesia, to walk in holiness. Holiness is a setting apart or consecration of God's people from the world. However, in many causes, the church in America especially, is difficult to distinguish from the world around it, living by the standards of culture rather than by the standards of the Word of God. We pray for the body of Christ, the Ecclesia, that we might return to the holiness of God's standards. Not simply, you know, outward activity trying to front, rather the imprint of God's holy love expressed through unwavering faith. the truthfulness of the world, of the word of God, kindness, justice, and mercy, and generosity. So I just thank you. And once again, my call to action is to connect with someone in your faith community. If you're going through stuff, you know, I thank God for my spiritual pastor here, Shape Church, Clam in Nigeria, my spiritual father, Apostle Michael Adeyemi Adeforosi, Pastor Manny here, as I said, of Shape Church, Pastor Baisha, my pastor from Redeemed Church. And when I was based, my last diplomatic posts in Jamaica, I still keep in touch with them till now. Like, this is my village of supporters. So that's my call to action to you. Find your village of supporters. If you have them, connect with them. You know, let them know if you're going through something. If you see others, call them, see how they're doing, and give them an encouraging word. Pray for them and unite. We are a family, you all. Father, I pray for the church to be holy because we recognize that we are people set apart as holy to you, our God. You choose us out of all the people on the earth for yourself as a cherished personal treasure. We are your royal family. You weren't attracted to us and didn't choose us because of our own importance. The fact is, we're nothing. We're sinners. You did it out of sheer love because of who you are and how loving you are. Keeping your promise you made from the beginning, you stepped in and mightily bought us out of slavery of sin and freed us from oppression of the enemy. We know that we can depend on you, Jehovah. You keep your promises of loyal love to those who love you and obey your word for 1,000 generations. Holy Spirit, help our church, the Ecclesia, to keep your word. When the Ecclesia does its part, the body of Christ, opening your word, keeping and following you, uniting with our other believers, you always will do your part. You will always have our back. You will keep the promise you made to love, to bless, and to increase your people beyond all other people, to get rid of sickness and oppression from our midst. God, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, together forever. We cover us with the blood of Jesus, cover our families, our children, our homes, our spouses, our jobs, our businesses, our finances, everything concerning and connected to us. God, we ask you to protect us, deliver us from all forms of evil. We repent for the times where we have sinned, where we have not united in the body of Christ, where we have not honored our leaders, our spiritual leaders, where we have not done our part as ambassadors for Christ. Father, Lord, we repent. We come before your throne of grace in the heavenly courts, and we ask for your forgiveness, and we plead the blood of Yeshua, the cleanses of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart so we may be right with you. And we ask for the blood of Jesus to silence every accusation of the enemy, as Jesus stands as our advocate, as our lawyer in the heavenly courts, to silence, oh Lord Father, the enemy, oh Lord Father, that's bringing any accusations of our sins or any of our sins in our bloodline. Oh Lord Father, we admit to we are sinners, oh Lord. We are nobody but your Son, your only begotten Son, Jesus Yeshua, came and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin and death. So we claim that resurrecting power right now and victory. Oh Lord Father, go to war against those that are going to war against us, and arise and let your enemy be scattered. You said that we should be still and know that you are God. So let us stand united in the body of Christ and the Ecclesia in unity and spiritual growth. Let us continue to grow from glory to glory and in strength in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Amen. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. Protect us as we go out into this week. Oh, Father, God, order our steps. Protect us, our going out and coming in now forevermore. Protect us as we lay our heads to go to sleep, as we wake up, and everything that we do. Oh, Father, order our steps and protect us now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.
It doesn't matter how big your storm is. I want to let you know that our God is bigger. Stay with me.
I have a very big God. A very big God, oh. In your day for my hand, is always by my side. I have a very big God. In your day for my head. truly you're my everything. I'll follow you to infinity, you're a very big God. This is my story, this is my song. No impossibility with my God. I don't need to worry, you eat my sauce. When I need, I'm glad to be my plug. I love you with everything, my Lord. Who no go worship me, I worship you. You're a very big God.
Take it up.
I have a very big God. A very big God. Oh, yeah. In your day for my head, always by my side. I have a very